Coming off the Yankee game as they take down the Angels 1-0. They sweep the series. They are 16-4 in the last 20. Seven games up in the division and 9.5 up on the Boston Red Sox. And you know what? We've done so much Met Yankee, right? We have. And the Yankees, as they get ready to go take on the Dodgers for a big series with their ace on the mound Friday night, Max Fried, and they'll end it with their second ace on the mound, Ryan Yarbrough, on Sunday Night Baseball. That's how good he's been. That's how good this pitching staff has been. It's been an incredible run. After really a shaky start with the rotation, Rodon continues to just be incredible. Max Fried has the best ERA in baseball. What you see with Clark Schmidt is, Clark Schmidt is the prototypical. I mean, the guy is going to give you, last night it was a shutout, but he's going to give you six innings, three runs or less, 90% of the starts. He is the epitome of an excellent number four, a solid number three starting pitcher. I don't know if he'll ever be better than that, but that is a valuable piece to have as you go through a season when you have a talented team like the New York Yankees and you have two or three guys, if Cole ever, you know, when Cole comes back, or even let's see if Luis Gil comes back. That rotation is in much better hands than we thought it would have been with how great Rodon has been and how Max Fried's one of the best pitchers in baseball and what Ryan Yarbrough is doing. But like, we talk so much about Yankees-Mets because of this Soto thing and the dynamic in the city, and they've already had the Subway Series. But I got to tell you, the guy never calls anymore, but I can't tell you how many calls I took about how the Red Sox are the second best team in the American League and the Red Sox are going to be the biggest threat. And Alex Cora is such a better manager than Aaron Boone. It's ridiculous. He's going to manage circles around Aaron Boone. Well, right now, it is absolute chaos with the Boston Red Sox. They have lost five games in a row. The division lead from the Yankees over the Red Sox has jumped from four and a half to 9.5 over the last five games. They just got swept by the Milwaukee Brewers, who every single anti-Yankee person was telling me I shouldn't count the first three games of the season because the Brewers are so bad. They just got swept by the Brewers. They have lost like four out of their last six road games on walk-off fashion. It's an absolute disaster. Alex Bregman is on the IL, and they're not putting Devers back at third. He refuses to even attempt to become a first baseman. Alex Cora has no idea what to do. The team is falling apart around him. They are an absolute disaster. They have such a ton of young prospects and the greatest manager and the pitching staff, and they've actually pitched fairly well. Crochet has been what they expected him to be. He's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, but they are an absolute mess right now. And if you want to crow, I just got someone, oh, you're an obnoxious Yankee fan. Yeah, listen, if you're not an obnoxious fan, like, honestly, this is where I guess I differ, because there's a lot of Yankee fans who just don't care. There's a lot of Yankee fans who don't care that they're doing well. They don't enjoy the regular season. They only notice when the Yankees lose. They only pay attention when the Yankees lose to Colorado and they flip their crap. They don't care about any victory because they're supposed to win, and all that matters is if they win the World Series. I'm not like that. I enjoy the 162. I like the baseball season. I get up for big wins and nice stretches. And right now they're 16-4 in their last 20. And they are embarrassing the Boston Red Sox without even playing them. They play them in a little bit. It's May. It's going to be June. And the Yankees are going to play the Red Sox. And there's a good chance they're more than 10 games up on them before they see them. When everybody told me I should be terrified of the Boston Red Sox, who are the two teams in the division everyone said we should be afraid of? The Boston Red Sox and the young, talented Baltimore Orioles. And the Baltimore season is already... The Baltimore Orioles season is already gone. They fired their manager. They're a disaster. They're 16 games out. They're having the most disappointing season in all of baseball. And the Red Sox are crumbling. Alex Bregman, who was a great signing for them and forced all this turmoil by causing a reason to move Devers, is going to be out for 2 months. They're not putting Devers back at third. They're taking their young prospect Campbell, who's supposed to be this great player who was going to take baseball by storm, has not had the season, and they're trying to transition him to first because the roster construction was terrible. So if you think I'm being an obnoxious Yankee fan, my question is, why aren't you? Why aren't you? If you're not an obnoxious Yankee fan right now, if you're not just dancing with delight that the Yankees have the biggest division lead this early in the season since 1998, then you are doing it wrong. You're not doing fandom correct. I'm not. Do you hear me saying they're going to win the World Series? Do you hear me saying there's never going to be another moment of fear in this entire year? Am I telling you that it's smooth sailing the rest of the way? What I'm telling you is right now, they're as good as anyone in baseball. Anyone. The Phillies are the hottest team in baseball. The Phillies have the best record in baseball. They're playing as well as the Phillies are. They're playing as well as any National League team is. And not just, you know, because they're beating the Angels and the Colorado Rockies. They beat the Mets. They beat the Padres. And they're getting answers from guys like Bellinger, like guys from Goldschmidt, who is hitting 360. And has better numbers, other than his power numbers, of the best years of his career. He's striking out less. He's hitting for a higher average. He's barreling the ball as much as he ever has. He's just not driving it out of the ballpark as much. But, like, he's having a quintessential Goldschmidt year minus the power. The one thing people complain about is Anthony Volpe, and he just drove in more than half the runs in this entire series. They had no bullpen last night. None. They don't have Loaisiga. They don't have Williams. They don't have Weaver. They get six innings from Clark Schmidt, and then they roll out Hamilton, who's been terrible. He finds a way. And then they go to Leiter, who's pitching to a 2.2 ERA this year. After a shaky start, the bullpen's been excellent. The rotation's been excellent. And the offense has been really good this entire year. Dominguez is coming along nicely. Volpe's coming along nicely. They're getting great years from their possible one-year pivot plans of Bellinger and Goldschmidt. And even though he's cooled off, Trent Grisham's having an incredible season. Aaron Judge is the best hitter, maybe right-handed, that we've ever seen in baseball. And they still don't have their rookie of the year starter who hasn't pitched an inning, and their best postseason hitter and force in the middle of the lineup, Giancarlo Stanton. But Aaron Boone sucks, and Brian Cashman's atrocious. If you aren't happy with this team, and if you aren't the obnoxious Yankee fan, then you're doing it wrong. This is the time to gloat. Because in 2 weeks it might change, everyone's aware of it, and in 2 weeks you might not be able to gloat. If you can't do it while you're doing it, what are you doing it for? Enjoy it. Right now they are playing as well as anyone in baseball. And who cares about how poor, like, it's time to move on from the Juan Soto stuff. Like, that's my number one thing. Like, we'll get into it from perspective of a Mets fan. Juan Soto in his struggles, and he's hitting 220. And although he should have had a hit the other day on that, you know, the play where Nimmo ran past him, I don't know how that's not a base hit on that trap, but he hasn't had an official hit since Saturday. He is struggling with runners in scoring position as much as anyone on the team, and the entire team is doing so. He's hit more weak ground balls to first and second base than he probably did all of last year. But it's not about last year, and it's not about the Yankees. We're done with it. He's not here with the New York Yankees. And the Yankees are thriving. And the Mets are pretty damn good, too. He's just really struggling. And the offense has been struggling with runners in scoring position. But it's not about Yankee Juan Soto. It's not about Yankees Mets, as much as we'd like it to be. It's about Yankees and now Tampa Bay. It's about Yankees and the 9.5 game back Boston Red Sox. It's about the Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. It's about the Yankees and the Texas Rangers and the Seattle Mariners, who they've already beaten. That's what it's about. It's about the version of themselves. And right now, this version of the New York Yankees is better than it was last year. That team made it to the World Series. I don't know if this team will. I hope it will. I think they're the best team in the American League, but anything can happen once you get into the playoffs. And we've seen them fail and struggle in the postseason. But right now, as much as last year's team was like 50-22, this is a much deeper, more complete team that has depth to it, that has guys you can that come off the bench. They beat out ground balls. You saw Dominguez last night beat out a ground ball. They didn't do that last year. They beat out double plays. They continue innings. They're striking out less, and they have more answers up and down the lineup. Except for maybe DJ LeMahieu, who after a promising start of a couple of games with some good at-bats, has been back to the DJ we have seen over the last 2.5 years. So it's not complete. Jazz is going to start playing rehab games, coming back from his injury, his oblique injury, and it sounds like they're going to start playing him at third. And so I would imagine he's going to be your starting third baseman, DJ is going to be your starting second baseman, but that wouldn't annoy me as much right now, one, considering how well they're playing, and two, I think that move is being made not to keep DJ in the lineup, but because third base doesn't have a lot of options and the market feels weak for it. And there are better second base options to go trying to attack and get come trade deadline. So, but right now they're playing as well as they could possibly play. And Aaron Boone too. Aaron Boone is managing a team that, you know, not a lot of people liked, not a lot of people thought were going to be this good. Everybody thought that the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox were just as good or better. He's had injuries to the rotation. He's had injuries to the lineup. No Stanton yet. No Luis Gil yet. Devin Williams was a disaster when he first got here. And yet here they are, with the second best record in the American League, one game behind a really hot Tigers team, the fourth best record in all of baseball with the best run differential in all of baseball. 888-808-1019. And we'll get to another thing about Aaron Boone, because there was a thing this series, maybe we'll get to it. Something happened in the first game of this series where Aaron Boone went to Weaver with a 4-run lead, and people are mad about it, and it drives me absolutely nuts. Aaron Boone has had an incredible year. It's just deal with it. You don't like it? Tough. Aaron Boone has done a great job with this team. A great job. He's trying to find time for Rice. He's trying to find time for Dominguez. He's trying to find time for Grisham. He's trying to work all this. He's throwing Ryan Yarbrough into the rotation. He's trying to he's trying to massage the bullpen and get Devin Williams right while trying to get all these guys in. You're getting great seasons out of Leiter. You're getting Weaver. You're getting Cruz before he got hurt. Aaron Boone's doing an incredible job. The Yankees are having an incredible season. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rob in New London. What's up, Rob?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing, bud?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for asking. I really like this team, and I like the comparison game, and I want your opinion. I watched a lot of the older seasons, and I have to tell you, going back to, let's say, 2009, we won a series, and I'm not going to compare a team that won a series to a team that didn't, but in terms of regular season, the 2009 team, they had a lot, they were terrible in the beginning of the year, and then they ended up really doing well. So how would you compare, like, this team in, like, the 2009 team?
Year's team and the 2009 team. The 2009 team... just the team. I mean, the team itself, I know we can't compare the postseason. This team has nothing. This team hasn't played postseason games. It's May, so I can't tell you what they compare that way. I can tell you roster building-wise. I mean, that team was star-studded. That team had arguably the greatest infield in the history of baseball. They have, or at least certainly the most powerful. I mean, they had Mark Teixeira, Robinson Cano, Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez. I mean, they are all... steroids, you know, taken out of the conversation. Those are all Hall of Fame caliber. I don't know if Tex gets there. In fact, I don't think he does. Teixeira is not going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's, you know, he was a great player. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer, but he was a great player. Robinson Cano is arguably Robinson Cano is arguably one of the greatest offensive second basemen in the history of baseball. Jeter is who he is, and A-Rod's who he is. So, I mean, you're talking about, and then you have CC Sabathia at the top of the rotation, who's a Hall of Famer. You got Mariano Rivera closing games. I know Weaver's been great, but we're talking about Mariano Rivera. So, like, and their depth was a guy like Nick Swisher. They've got Jorge Posada. Like, it's just, that team was much more talented. That team had more, as much as Judge would be the best player of all of them. Like, this current team has the better player of any of them in Aaron Judge, but that team was just, you know, Johnny Damon. Like, you look at that lineup, that team is more talented. Now, we'll see, and thank you very much for the call. We'll see if this team is capable of doing what that 09 team did, but I don't think it's a fair comparison just yet. I mean, that 2009 team, the last championship team for the New York Yankees, you know, they won 103 games. You're right. They got off to a little bit of a slow start. But it's hard to compare this team to that right now. And this team isn't as talented, but it doesn't mean they can't be as good. Right? I would say it's that 2009 team was more talented than arguably the 1998 team, really. I mean, I know that's blasphemy. I'm not trying to say they're as good. They're not. But, I mean, just player for player, Mark Teixeira or Tino Martinez. I mean, Tino Martinez was great for the Yankees, but Mark Teixeira probably had a more consistent career of being a, you know, great player. They were both good defensively. It's close. I know I love Tino, but Mark Teixeira is pretty damn good. Robinson Cano or Chuck Knoblauch. I mean, it's not even close. Jeter's the same player. Alex Rodriguez or Scott Brosius. I mean, that team was as talented or better than the 98 team. And so it doesn't mean they're better. They weren't, right? The 2001 Seattle Mariners team, I think the Yankees were more talented then. But the 09 Yankee team was more talented then, but they won. How many games did they win? They ended up losing to the Yankees. But, like, just because you're more talented doesn't mean you're a better team. So we'll see if this team can be as good as that 09 team and win a championship. But right now, they're not as flashy. They're not as obvious. They're throwing an old man, Paul Goldschmidt. They're throwing, you know, a serviceable player who's had an up-and-down career after starting, you know, incredibly well with the Dodgers and Cody Bellinger. They got Trent Grisham on it. They've got, you know, Ben Rice. These are all guys who are serviceable, having really good years, and have formed a really good team right now. That's what they are. And it's based on pitching. Over that 16-4 stretch over the last 20 games, their ERA, the starter's ERA, is 2.25. The rotation is completely turned around. And to me, the biggest one, the obvious change, is Ryan Yarbrough. What Ryan Yarbrough is giving you now compared to what Cookie Carrasco was giving you out of the fifth starter is a world of difference. You could also point to what Will Warren has done over his last four or five starts compared to what he was doing prior to that. But the difference on paper going in is Carlos Rodon isn't a number three. He isn't a number two. He happens to be on this team because Mac Fried's incredible, but on almost any other team in the American League, this side of, you know, the Detroit Tigers, like, Carlos Rodon's pitching as well as any ace in the game. Every start, Carlos Rodon is dominant. He had like two or three games where he made that one mistake and gave up a three-run home run or whatever, but like, even then, he was striking guys out at a really good clip. He has been unbelievable. Him and Max Fried are as good a 1-2 punch as there is in baseball. And I think when Williams finds himself, and I know he almost blew the game the other night, but I really do believe that Williams and Weaver can be as good a back end of the bullpen as there is in baseball. You've got your top and your back as good as anyone in baseball.